Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, saints. Thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Ministry and Broadcast. My name is Apostle Allen E. Coleman, Jr., and we have a very powerful and blessed show this morning. Well, actually, tonight. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the city of New Haven. And I'd like to just ask you to tune in and let's have a word of prayer that we might be able to ask the Lord to minister to us, to talk to us, to reveal His word to us. Because we can't do anything without the Lord talking to us. We can't do anything without the Lord revealing His word to us. So let's pray. Now, while we're going in prayer, I'd like to ask you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our faults and forgive us for our wrongs. Please help us, strengthen us, keep us, minister to us, talk to us, teach us. Fill us with the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Give us a spiritual understanding of your word. Help us to understand what your word is saying. Help us to understand what your word means. Reveal your truth to us. Lord, there's a lot of people right now that you have called in the ministry, and a lot of them don't understand their gift. So, Lord, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to talk to them, to minister their gift to them. Please, Father, help them to understand what thus saith the Lord. Help them to understand the purpose that you have called them into the ministry. Help them to understand what you have called them to do. It is very important, Father, that you keep us before you at this time. And you know, we are constantly under attack. In one way or another, we are constantly under attack. The enemy hates us because of who we are in you, because of what you have called us to do. So we ask, Father, that you be with us and keep us. We ask that you strengthen us. Minister to us. Answer our questions. There's a lot of people that have questions, Father. Please answer our questions. Please talk to us. Please. We love you. And we ask that you help us to show you that we love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for another opportunity to be used by you to minister to your leaders. And I'm asking also that you feed me as well. Make this lesson deep yet simple and simple yet deep. Thank you, Lord, again for hearing us and for answering us. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. Again, God bless you for those of you that just tuned in. This is the Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to ask you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And while you're turning there, as is the custom, I'm going to allow the Lord to use me to read the description of tonight's lesson. In Ephesians 4 and 12, the word ministry is taken from the Greek word diakoneia, and it means waiting at tables and service. Being that our God is a spirit, John 4 and 24, Jesus said that, and he's the only Holy Spirit, as Scripture proves, then the service that he is referring to concerning ministry is spiritual service. See, he orchestrates his spiritual service through us, and he gives us supernatural gifts that enable the ministry gift or the ministry gifts to be demonstrated. The devil knows this also, because he is a spiritual being that operates from high places, as Ephesians 6 says, which is also from a spiritual realm. Satan uses natural vessels and circumstances to carry out his agenda here in the earth realm, and he only does that to imitate the way that God operates. The only difference is that when God sends out his team of service in the earth realm against the team that Satan has in the earth realm, God wins. The name of God's special forces, his special team, is called the Fivefold Ministry. Though there is much misconception about the ministry gifts, the Bible sets it straight, and the Bible is the training manual for the team of warriors that God sends out. None of the soldiers are higher than the other, but they all have different functions, and they excel in their own field of expertise. Grab your Bibles, and let's begin our journey of study concerning God's elite army of spiritual leaders and avengers, otherwise known as the Fivefold Ministry. I'm led to warn you, though, this information will differ from your denomination and from your opinions of God's order, but the information has always been listed in the Holy Bible, which is God's best seller. This is part one in the teaching series of God's Avengers, the Adventures of the Fivefold Ministry. In Ephesians 4, we're going to read verses 9 through 16, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, and it reads on this wise: Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The thought that God gave me for this lesson is called: the proof that God sent you is not in your title, but it's in his anointing and the fact that he called and sent you. The title for tonight's lesson is God's Strategy Against the Devil is the Fivefold Ministry. Father, again, thank you for blessing us to read your word. Thank you for allowing your word to be the grace that we need to get through all of our issues and problems and challenges and battles and fights. Thank you for strengthening us and calling us to defend the gospel. And thank you for the victory that you give us through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray, amen. You can look throughout the whole Bible and you can see many exploits that God has been known to use his servants to do. Times when God would use, in the Old Testament, the prophets to speak words that just baffled the minds of men. He has used prophets to act out words that he sent through the prophets, because the prophetic life is very dramatic. The life of the prophet is so dramatic. A lot of people don't understand what it is to be a prophet. Some think that all a prophet or a prophetess does is prophesy. That's what they build their whole ministry on. And that is not good, because that means if you don't prophesy, then you will feel inadequate, because you feel obligated to prophesy. And so that has caused the devil to pervert the gift of prophecy by causing the prophets and prophetesses to prophesy instead of prophesy. There's been times a person that's trying to operate under the prophetic anointing has said that God is going to do this, and I declare and decree that this is going to happen, and it happened. They give you dates. Some people even narrow it down, have the audacity to conjure up dates, because they've heard other people do it. They've heard people on the national level do it, and they assume that this looks effective. Then you have people that are claiming to be in the pastoral office, but then when a person leaves that ministry, the pastor don't even go and get them. The pastor doesn't call him. I know one brother that told me he left a ministry because his daughter died and the pastor wasn't there for him. And so the pastor called him and said, "Do you want me to just come and pick up your tithes?" Now, that was so wrong. But these are things that you experience and see that goes on, because people feel the obligation to perform or to operate. But that's not how God exercises the ministry. Again, the word ministry is taken from the Greek word diakonia, and it means waiting at tables. Isn't that something? And it also means service. Now, that's powerful, because when you realize that ministry means service, then that tells you minister means servant. We are all servants. We are all servants. And when God calls us into ministry and places us over ministry, he is placing us over a service. Now, catch this revelation. There's a lot of people that's running with a word called covering. Who is your covering? I am your covering. This one is your covering. That is your covering. And that's so wrong to dwell on, because the fivefold, listen, let's just say it this way. In Ephesians, again, chapter 4, and I'm going to read this out of the Living Bible. In verse 8, again, it says, this. The psalmist tells about this one. He says that when Christ returned triumphantly to heaven after his resurrection and victory over Satan, he gave generous gifts to men. Verse 9 says, notice it says he returned to heaven. This means that he had first come down from the heights of heaven, far down to the lowest parts of the earth. Verse 10, the same one who came down is the one who went back up, that he might fill all things everywhere with himself, from the very lowest to the very highest. Verse 11, some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others, he has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. Now, verse 12 says, why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for him, building up the church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity. Now, who is your covering? God. Especially when you're in ministry. Now, we're talking, this show is dedicated to the ministers. When you're in ministry, God is your current. You work for him. Some people say, well, I beg to differ. I should be under leadership. Well, look, if God is using me to show you this in Scripture, what the Scripture says, and yet you still can't receive that, then you need not be on the front line. In fact, the Lord can't even use you. Why? It's like having a company and you hire somebody as a crew chief and they want to be a supervisor. Or you hire somebody as a supervisor and they want to be the vice president. You cannot be in the ministry and go out on your own accord. As a matter of fact, when you really walk with God, the Lord will train you, allow you to be trained at one place. He'll take you out of there when you reach the level of training that that place can give you, then the Lord will send you somewhere else and bless you to take up another subject of study there. Then God will join you with some people and bless you to learn from them. The Lord, when he is the head of your training, he is the one that sends you here and there. And the devil knows this. The devil knows this. He knows. See, listen. The enemy cannot preach the truth. He cannot tell the truth. But one thing he does know is that the word of God is the truth. He knows that. This is why he works so hard to try to pervert it. And he knows that if people don't read it, then they'll never find out about the character of God. This is why God's people are under so much attack. This is why the devil has raised up leaders in the past that wanted to interpret the Bible their own way, and they put together all these other books. They put together books like the Quran. They put together books like the New World Translation or Keys to Science and Health in the Scriptures or the Book of Mormon, which is another testament of Jesus Christ, so they say, the Lost Books of Eden. There's things that the enemy has put into effect because he wants to distract people from finding out the truth about God. Catch this revelation. As long as you don't know who you are in God's kingdom and in his family, the enemy is all right with you. He will make you popular. He will make people flock to you. The devil will even help you build up a ministry. As long as you don't come under God's umbrella, then the enemy has no problem with you. But the moment you understand that you are under God's umbrella, the moment you understand that you are waiting tables for God, the moment you understand that the ministry is a spiritual service that's put together by God with Jesus Christ as the head, the moment you understand that, and then you understand who the enemy is of the God that's over the ministry, then the enemy has a problem with you. And that's when you go through all kinds of attacks. You know, a ministry can have a whole bunch of people in it and be wrong. Just because you look at a ministry or you go inside of a building, a place of worship, and you see it's full and overflowing and everything, don't look at that and assume that that means that the ministry is powerful. It doesn't have to be, because if the gospel is not taught straight from the Bible, then there is no power that could be in there. Folk have been known to kick Jesus Christ out of the ministry. They did it in the biblical days, and they still do it today. Today. Some of you can relate to that. Glory. The Lord told me to say this, that there's some of you that God has raised for ministry, and as long as you were sitting down being quiet, the ministry was fine with you. But as soon as they started seeing, brother or sister got some fire, then the person who claims to be the head of the ministry starts telling you, sit down. And you start getting less and less opportunities to speak. Why? Because of the spirit of intimidation. Don't think that the devil does not recognize the fire that is on you. That's why most of us have been through hell and high water. That's why God had to bring us from something to bring us to something. Why? Because of who God called us to be. This lesson, this teaching series is going to be very powerful, and this this broadcast right here is really the introduction to it, and that's why the title is God's Strategy Against the Devil is a Fivefold Ministry, because, see, the battle is really between Satan and God. Satan challenged God to the run of the universe and the run of the world, and God accepted the challenge, and it's almost as if two opposing forces are sitting at a chess table. I say chess because chess is a thinking game, but for those of you that don't know how to play chess, you can substitute it with checkers. But imagine two forces, opposing forces, sitting at a chess or a checker table and playing. God is so sovereign. I mean, I feel like shouting. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord is revealing some things to me. God is so sovereign that when he made everything, that was him putting all the pieces on the board. And then the enemy said, I challenge you. And God said, fine. But here's the thing about it. The devil is a defeated foe. He cannot beat God. God, and now let's jump up for a minute. Let's jump up. We don't even understand why God would allow one of his creations to turn into his opponent. I mean, what's the point? That's something we don't understand, and we will never understand until we get to heaven. Then God begin to reveal some things to us. But until then, we don't understand that. Only thing we know is that while we're living on this earth, in this earth, when we have to fight in order to get everything that God says is ours. If God has blessed you, if he said to you, I'm going to bless you with a mate, you got to fight to get to stay single and free so that that doorway don't get blocked, so that the mate can come. And that when God, because listen, if God said, I'm sending you a mate is coming. But the enemy, he tries to throw us off and send people also before the blessing get there, so that way he can throw us off. So when the blessing comes, we're already tied up. You don't want to be that way. If the Lord say, I'm getting ready to bless you with a brand new job, I'm going to bless you with a promotion on your job, that would be someone that the enemy will use to offer you another job in a whole different location to try to keep you from the blessing. Why? Because, see, what the enemy wants to do is appeal to our human intellect. He challenges our mind. He talks to our mind. Turn to, if you can, the book of James real quick, and oh God, James, I'm just going to have to do it this way, James chapter 1, I just actually ripped a page in one of my favorite Bibles, that's James chapter 1, and let's notice something. James chapter 1, and let's notice verse, because this is important to know. See, these type of things, when you know this, the enemy has a problem with you. All right, let's look at verse 13. The Bible says, let no man say when he is, let's go back to verse 12, God said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It is very important that you understand that the bad things that happen to you, the things that we go through in this life that are rough, that are bad, that really get to us, they don't come from God. You have to understand what spirit works for who in order for you to be an effective minister or a spiritual warrior. Good gift, Scripture says, and every perfect gift comes from God. every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God. Perfect meaning mature, spiritually mature. Every and good meaning whole, wholesome, complete, well, W-E-L-L. Or anything that is a blessing to you, that comes from God. But anything that's causing you stress and grief and aggravation, it comes from the enemy. It doesn't come from God. And it's wrong when we say, well, God is tempting me because he wants to see how I'm going to handle something. God is not senile. God, he's not senile at all. He is omniscient. Listen to this and catch this revelation. Before he even brought you into this earth realm, besides calling you, he also knew every mistake you were going to make. He also knew every time you were going to stumble. So what he did ahead of time is in his word. Psalms 119 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So what he did in his word is he wrote way ahead of time that the righteous man falleth seven times but get back up. So he already know our nature. He already know what we're going to go through. He already know what we're going to experience. Now let's go away on the other end of this lesson. So when he called you into ministry, when those of us that try to walk humbly before God, when we slip and stumble and fall, and then we say, you know what, we think, I'm just going to get out of ministry. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get out of ministry. I'm just going to quit, going to sit down. That's because that's the enemy telling us that in our minds, this is what we think. I better get out of ministry. I can't do this. I can't make God happy. You make God happy when you say, yes, Lord. You make him happy when you call on him. You make him happy when you trust in him. You make him happy when you depend on him, because God is so stuck on himself. I had to pause for a minute. Some of you didn't catch that. God is so stuck on himself that he loves worship. I know there's probably somebody being deep trying to say, wait a minute, God is not stuck on himself. Did not God say, I am a jealous God? Yes, he did. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. None. Because he is a jealous God. It is about him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the worship. He deserves the praise. When you're doing something good, he deserves the credit. When God is using you to preach up a storm, he deserves the credit. When the Lord is using you to pray through things, he deserves the credit. No one deserves no credit. None. Not no credit at all, because none of us is able to do anything. Jesus clearly stated this in John 15 and 5. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's why God said in the thought of this lesson that the proof that God sent you is not in your title, no, but it's in his anointing and that he called and sent you. You can go to school and buy a doctorate, but you ain't scaring the devil because he knows you bought that. But when God has anointed you to be a teacher, because in the Greek, doctor and master and rabbi and teacher is all the same thing. When the devil knows that God has anointed you, he has a problem with you. Now, there's some people that were taught, no, he didn't mention the devil name four or five times. Whatever. Don't think that you give him power because you mention his name. That's what some leaders will tell you. Why? Because that's what they were told. Some people just pass stuff down from generation to generation, mouth to ear, mouth to ear, mouth to ear. But that's not true. Jesus himself mentioned the devil about 52 times. He mentioned him. He talked about him. Jesus himself warned people about the enemy. He used the apostles and the other brothers that wrote scripture to also talk about the enemy, because the Lord wanted us to know. He wanted us to know who to watch out for and why. Why do you believe it's recorded in the Bible? Notice I didn't say why you think. I said, why do you believe it's recorded in the Bible? That's why it's recorded in Genesis,
The Lord used Moses to write in the book of Genesis about what happened with Adam and Eve and the fall so that we can be warned. The Lord wants us to know that the enemy has a threefold service or ministry also, and it is to steal and to kill and to destroy. The methods he used are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And when you're not seasoned, when your gift is not cultivated, when you don't have the gift of discernment, when the enemy is trying to make stuff appeal to you, you don't even understand that it's the enemy doing it. He will, I'm telling you, he will throw us. He will, the Bible says if he can, he will fool the very elect. Come on, saints. The Lord has put together an elite squad of extraordinary people called the fivefold ministry. He has called some of us in this service of being able to have fellowship with God, because you got to fellowship with God in order to get your mission. You have to have fellowship and relationship with God in order to commune with him concerning the mission. Thank you, Jesus. You got to. You have to. A lot of times, again, dealing with this word covering, people don't understand God is your covering. This is why, listen, when people lift men up so high and then a minister falls or do something wrong, people have egg all over their face. Then, I can't believe that minister did that. I can't believe that minister slept with the boys in the ministry. I can't believe that the women that's over the ministry are sleeping with the girls and sexually assaulting them. I can't believe this. I can't believe that the pastor is all about money, money, money. Every service is money, money, money. I can't believe all of this. We need to pray. You can bet believe anyone that's in ministry, if they're doing right or wrong, and if they're really as knowledgeable about God's word as they say, they know they're wrong. While you're busy looking at them and lifting them up and trying to find all this good in them, God is not looking at them the same way that you are. No, he's not. Not at all. He has no respect of persons, but we do. It's time that we put all that aside. That's what this teaching series is going to be about. Over the next couple of days, there's going to be two spit out at a time until we cover the fivefold ministry. And again, I ask that you bring your Bibles with you so that way you can follow me in scripture and we can see it together, what the word says, because some of this is going to be foreign to some of you, because some of you have been told one thing or another about the ministry when the Bible is saying something entirely different. Some of you have been ordained for a ministry by man, ordained for a position or office that the Bible does not even support. Okay, well, Apostle, like what? Some of you have been ordained as deaconess, and I challenge you today, I challenge you to get a Strong's Concordance or use it to do any kind of research you can and find the word deaconess in the Bible. Find it. Find it. Some of you women have been ordained as elder. Do you know elder is a man? It's not a woman. And they, all right, so why did they ordain me as elder? Because they knew eldress wasn't in the Bible either. Oh, God. Did you know that pastor and bishop is the very same thing? So the qualifications of a bishop also are the qualifications for a pastor. I don't think we need to go there right now till we get to that gift, right? Some of you have the gift of discernment. You know what that means. It tells you in order for a man to be a bishop, blah, 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 blah. It tells you what the qualifications are. Well, being that bishop and pastor is the same thing, the same qualifications are for pastor. Now, that right there is gonna, that's gonna hurt a lot of people, because there have been people that have been ordained as pastor that scripture does not support them being ordained as pastor. I know. God can use anybody. That's what everybody say. Yeah, he can. But God is not going to go against his order. Oh, you don't believe that? Okay. How many of you have ever seen a man have a baby? How many of you have ever seen a man give birth to a physical human baby? And you won't. Why? Because God did not make us men that way. How many of you women have a seed and your seed is reproduced? None. You know why? Because God did not make you that way. He's not going to go against his order. He's just not going to do it. And when a person sees certain things in Scripture and they go against it, it's called refusing to submit to biblical teaching. And that's sin. That's blasphemy. And it also leads to treason. I understand that this might be rough, but this is what the Lord is calling us to do, those of us in the fivefold ministry, to tell the truth. Look at what the world is doing. Look at what the government is doing. Look at how the enemy is running wild throughout the earth realm and doing all kind of mess. And a lot of Christians are saying, I don't know why things are going on, because the Christians are not praying. The fivefold ministry, God has launched out some, but there's some that are called to the fivefold ministry that are still sitting on the bench. Why? Because your leader said, sit down. And when you went to your leader and said, do you see an anointing on me? Then your leader says, yeah, but we'll get to that. And so then God sends someone in your path that's already where you need to be going, and God used them to say, let's walk together. I've been assigned to you. God wants you off the bench. But I can't go until my leader said, and then you miss season. Not only that, you miss blessings. Not only that, there's people God have already predestined that need to meet you so that your gift can be a blessing to them, and you're holding back. Why? Because you're being covered by a man whose days are as short as yours are. Yes, I'm a licensed apostle, sure am, and I have the credentials, praise God, to set up buildings any and everywhere. But the Lord told me for the last 22 years, be out there in the street, do street and outreach, because that's what Jesus did. Study the Bible. Jesus did street and outreach ministry. The buildings were polluted in the Bible days, and they're still polluted now. Look at the denominations, Holiness, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, all these different kinds, apostolic, all these different kinds of denominations. It's separation. How can there be a thousand ways to get to one God? That's not true. Jesus said, I am the way. So that means you have to understand what Jesus taught, what he said, what he did, what he meant, and that way you can get to God. You can get to God. Now, this message, this teaching series is not going to be for everybody. Some are not even going to receive it. Some are going to unfriend the man of God, but that's all right. Some are going to slander the ministry's name. That's all right, too. Some is going to even stop supporting the ministry. That's all right, too. It doesn't matter, because for every 10 that reject the word, God has 20 or even 5 receive. They see it in the Bible, and they say, wow, that's sound doctrine. A teacher explains the word of God. That's what a teacher does. They are anointed by God to explain the word of God. And that's what they do. They don't tell you what they think, feel, or don't know, because Scripture says, lead not to your own understanding. It also says, be not wise in your own eyes. It says that. You can't do that. Allow the Holy Ghost to reveal to us what the word of God means. Again, this is part one. Part two is going to air at 1:30, which is a little more than an hour. It's actually about an hour and a half from now. But this is part one of the teaching series, God's Adventures, the Adventures of the Fivefold Ministry. And at 1:30, the first office we are going to discuss is the office of apostle. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't want to hear the raw and uncut word, then I wouldn't suggest you listen to it, because it's going to cut some things, it's going to step on some toes, and the Bible is going to expose the false doctrine of the enemy. It's going to expose it. There's going to be a lot of people upset, but again, it doesn't matter. Listen, I'm going to say this humbly, but for real, as God give it to me with spiritual boldness. When the Lord bless you to have your credentials, then it doesn't matter what nobody else say. While everybody else is doing their thing, God will give you a work and bless you to do what he's called you to do. So it doesn't matter what nobody else say. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. While everybody is abusing their, quote, authority, end quote, and they're ordaining all kinds of people just to build the kingdom for themselves, those of us that understand where God have us, we guard the ministry. We guard the anointing that God has in our life. And we don't just ordain just anybody. Because whatever a person teaches, it reflects on the teacher. That's why Jesus, when he trained the disciples, he taught them. Before he left, he made sure that they knew what to do when he was gone. And whatever they didn't know what to do, his spirit, the paraclete, remained with them to lead them into all truth and to bring back to their remembrance the things that the Lord has said to them. All right? I love you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our sins. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this pep talk. Thank you for this encouragement. Thank you for this introduction. Lord, please prepare me for the 1:30 lesson. Oh, God, please prepare me. Bless me with the scriptures and more research. I thank you for hearing me, for answering me, and bless those that continue to support the ministry. Bless those that call for prayer, and bless those, oh, God, that's excited about your word. Feed them and feed thy servant also. Whilst on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. God bless you. You can call the ministry at 203-745-8162 for prayer right now in Jesus' name. You can call for prayer, 203-745-8162. You can look on the description of this lesson on my wall and see the link to send your prayer request. Continue doing that. People have been sending their prayer requests in. Praise God, because it's a blessing praying with you and for you. And also there's a link to show you how to sow into the ministry to be a blessing, to help us with the project of helping those that are homeless and sleeping on benches and being a blessing at Dollar Tree, buying care packages to give to these people. Imagine if you were homeless and sleeping out on the bench. And imagine if you needed deodorant, soap, washcloth, toothpaste, toothbrush. Imagine if you were a woman and you needed sanitary stuff to keep yourself clean and all of that. Wouldn't you want to help? So don't close your hand. Open it. Be a blessing. Go on the ministry's website. On my description of on my wall, on my Facebook wall about this lesson, and you'll see the link where it says your donations and support of the ministry. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name, and see you at 1:30. In Jesus' name, amen.